Trump's appointment of Sergio Gore as U.S. ambassador to India draws broad praise across administration. By Jasmine Jordan on August 25, 2025. President Donald Trump's nomination of Sergio Gore as U.S. ambassador to India and special envoy for South and Central Asia has received widespread acclaim from senior officials across the administration. With figures from the FBI director to cabinet secretaries hailing Gore as an outstanding and loyal choice. Sergio Gore, currently serving as White House Director of Presidential Personnel, was nominated by President Trump last week to become U.S. Ambassador to India and Special Envoy for South and Central Asian Affairs. The announcement, made Friday, prompted an outpouring of congratulatory messages from Trump administration leaders who worked closely with Gore during his tenure overseeing federal appointments. FBI Director Kash Patel wrote on X, "Congrats at Sergio Gore. Outstanding pick for ambassador to India." White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt praised Gore's work in assembling Trump's personnel team, calling him a great ambassador for the Trump administration overseas. Vice President J.D. Vance stated that Gore was instrumental in so much of our success over the last few months, adding, "I'm grateful to POTUS for giving him this new role." Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche described Gore as an excellent choice, adding, "We'll miss him." Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent recognized Gore as one of President Trump's most loyal advisors and an exceptional steward of America's interests in the most populous region of the world. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem emphasized Gore has been an integral part of the POTUS Trump's efforts to advance freedom and will continue that work abroad. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. added that Gore's leadership would reinforce America's partnership with India and advance our shared interests. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick depicted Gore as a fearless advocate for President Trump and the American people, while U.S. Attorney General for the District of Columbia Jeanine Pirro offered congratulations and noted, "He has earned the respect, the trust, and the friendship of so many in the Trump administration. I will especially miss beating him at cards." Senior advisor for the U.S. Agency for Global Media Carrie Lake hailed Gore as one of the most loyal soldiers in President Trump's MAGA army and added his appointment was well-deserved. Trump himself cited Gore's record when announcing the nomination, pointing to his role in staffing the administration. As Director of Presidential Personnel, Sergio and his team have hired nearly 4,000 America First Patriots across every department of our federal government in record time, Trump remarked. Our departments and agencies are over 95% filled. Sergio will make an incredible ambassador. Gore's background includes leadership roles in conservative politics and publishing. A former Young America's Foundation, YAF, leader during his time at George Washington University, he later co-founded Winning Team Publishing, which released Trump's books Letters to Trump and Save America. He also managed Right for America, a pro-Trump super PAC, before being appointed by Trump in 2024 to lead the Presidential Personnel Office. The Senate will now consider Gore's nomination. Until confirmed, he will continue to serve in his current role at the White House overseeing administration staffing.